So of the needs you've unpacked, which one is loudest for you? Which one really kind of grabs at you? And if there aren't any that really grab at you, you probably need to go back through them. Go back over them and ask yourself, if this was met, what else would I have? Try to get deeper, because until you've really connected to a need, it's really hard to move forward. The whole point is to really, really connect to a need. So if you do have a need that you think is what's up for you, then I'd like you to close your eyes and try to bring to mind a time that that need was really, really met for you, or even just a little bit met for you, and how it felt, specifically how it felt to have that need met. How did it feel in your body? If you're able to find a memory of that, you might find yourself smiling really big, because it feels amazing when we have a need really, really met. And if that's the case, stay with that for a little while. Stay and really feel how it is to have that need met. And notice what happened to meet that need. What's the nuance of that? What aspect of that was it that really touched you? Was it the way somebody spoke? Was it a look? Was it something else entirely? See if you can notice what really makes a difference, because that's how you're going to find strategies to meet your need going forward. You need to really know what it takes for you for that need to be met. And if you're not feeling joy at the moment, then perhaps you're feeling sadness. Perhaps you're really struggling to even remember a time that the need was met. In which case, can you imagine? Can you imagine what it would take for that need to be met? What would it look like for you? What would somebody have to do, or what would the circumstances have to be? Where would you have to be? Think about the person, location, action, time, or object that would be required to really meet that need. And if you can find in your imagining what it might take, again, really sit with that and how amazing it would feel. And if you can't imagine what it would take, if the need is so foreign to you that it's never been met, that your tank is so empty, then we need to mourn. And to mourn means to connect to the living energy of the need in your body, not to the thoughts about it. And you can do that by the sentence from Anina Kashtan. It says, every cell in my body is longing for whatever the need is. So every cell in my body is longing for support. Every cell in my body is longing for compassion, whatever the need is. And if it really is the need for you, that will probably bring you to tears. And that's great. And stay with that feeling. Stay with the how that lives in your body, how the need lives in your body, and how the feeling lives in your body. If you go back into thought, you'll probably get back to self-righteous energy, and that's not actually helpful moving forward. So I encourage you to really be with the need and be with whatever the feeling is that goes with it. Really embrace that, because what we're aiming here for is self-connection. We've come to this thinking that we want to fix the problem, but the problem will be fixed when we can get into some kind of self-connection with it. And when we've done that, when we can get into some kind of connection with the other person as well. And in that process, the solutions find us. Good luck.